When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
Psalm 108. Lord, my heart is fixed. My heart is fixed. So evil tidings don't mean anything to me. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. 8th verse. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. Of course, we have to take it that around us are factors that pull down our faith, enemies. You know, relatives will come up with some kind of new suggestion. Hey, if you do this, it'll be fine. You're in a hot spot now. Now, what you need is the favor of some of these people. You know, another thing my father taught me was never to go around looking for favors. You know, some people, their whole life seems to be something designed to impress somebody else. Whom have I got to impress? If the Lord Jesus Christ is satisfied with my life, if I am right with Him, that's enough. I have nobody to impress. But you see how insular life becomes, and you become a person with complexes. People who are just thinking about how can I impress. I think it must be a terrible kind of life for them. Some people want to curse their skin. What's the good of that? I wish I were born in another sphere or in another place. No, that's not going to help you at all. Now, what is prophecy about our Lord Jesus? Turn to Isaiah chapter 50 and 6 and 7. What do we see here? I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. You know, our Lord set his face towards Jerusalem. They would not receive him in Samaria, much to the annoyance of his disciples, because his face was as though he was going to Jerusalem. You know, friends, when we set our hearts towards heavenly Jerusalem, we need to make our faces as flint. Nothing is going to move me. Nothing is going to shake me. Nothing is going to divert me. How wonderful that would be, isn't it? He set his face like flint. Yes, we are thinking now of the approaching days of the cross. Do we set our hearts like flint to face the things of God? William Penn had also this statement. After Whitfield had preached in Philadelphia, they had to close down the dancing school and the concert rooms next door. And William Penn had already written, "Every step in a dance is a step to hell." You know, if anybody said that today in one of our high schools, we would be called a madman. "Every step in a dance," he wrote, "is a step to hell." And how many dance halls have proved to be the graveyards of people? How sad. And whole lives wrecked. People don't seem to think of this, you know. Great actor. Fine. You suppose you gave me the title of great actor. No, I would call it the greatest insult. Actor? Actor is one who pleases the people. Whether one goes through 12 marriages or 20 marriages, that's an actor. Is a preacher to be an actor? No. You know, they could not have some of those diversions. They call them hellish diversions in Philadelphia. They could not have any of those things after the preaching of Whitfield. Today, we have got a sloppy kind of Christianity, a kind of rudderless, backboneless, jellyfish type of stuff. So we are not impacting the world around us. We don't call a spade a spade. You know, friends, there is something in the life of Jesus which, when Christ comes into your heart, you cannot contain that. You see, containing an enemy, of course, is a military phrase where you can withstand the offensive of a foe. But this containing or holding back the life is very hard. That life of Jesus is such that ignites people around you. It should take place, and we should not whittle it down and say, "Hey, I'm not able to do it. I'm trying so hard, but I'm not able to do it." It's the life of Christ in you. It must happen. So, if your eyes are upon Jesus, it will happen. You know, there are situations when I feel somewhat stumped. That again is a phrase from cricket. Stumped means you're out. You've got to walk away to the pavilion. Stumped. Well, one of those cases which was brought to me some time ago was a Hindu man who had turned to Christ and both his kidneys had failed. And there was nothing that could be done for that man, and he was growing worse. And at that time, when he came to see me, I just cast him before the Lord and said, "Lord, you know what to do." And before all those heathen relatives of his, to have the aspersion thrown at him, "See, you turned to Christ and see what happened." You know, that riles me. I don't like such accusations. I don't like the enemies of the cross gaining ascendancy that way. Well, what was the outcome? The outcome was, the man comes to me after a year and says, "The Lord gave me 2 new kidneys. Yes, our Savior is able to do that. A heart which is fixed. No, my dear friends, there are too many rumblings around us. There are too many things to dislodge us and get us to be shaky. Who likes a shaky person? Tell me that. No one likes that. You know, if you have a dad, you want him to be strong. If you have a friend, you want him to be strong. I told a man recently, look, the quality of the men whom you are bringing to Christ is so sad. You are bringing stretcher cases. That is, you have to carry them all through their life. That's all you can do. You're not going to do very much that way, young man," I told him. He said, "Yes, that is true. For everything I have to go, console them, lift them, do this and do that. Stretcher cases. We are not to be stretcher cases. How many stretcher cases can you handle? You know, it sometimes takes 2-3 men to carry a stretcher case. But, folks, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Yes, we are going up to Calvary. See, from heathenism, what a miracle it takes to turn the heart of a person. And we owe it to the cross. We owe it to our Savior. Let us pray. Let us tell God, I want to learn how to cast my cares upon you. Lord, cleanse me. Precious Lord, what a wonderful Savior thou art. A Savior that redeems not only our souls in eternity, but in our present life, to walk with you, with a heart which is fixed. Hear our prayer, and make us to be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us by phone on 0411 037 296 or mail us The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale, Western Australia, 6992. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number is 0411 037 296. Please plan to join us next week at the same time. As we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, we appreciate and need your continual prayerful support.